Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Would you like your name and location, please?
Kathleen Denver.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
We're doing good here.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm here.
Hi. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Sure. My name is Susan Lucia, and I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Well, welcome, Susan. We got Lucy from Florida
down
with you.
Orlando.
The weather is beautiful today in Orlando.
Is that?
Yes, it's a little cool and sunny.
Is that?
Yes,
what
beautiful.
Kind of cool, what does cool mean to you?
Yes, it is subjective. Cool here is 75. Yay!
Yeah, that's balmy places here.
Yeah, and where are you all from?
Michigan.
Where in Michigan?
I am in Oxford, north of Detroit.
Oh, my mother was born in Bad Axe.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Little tiny Bad Axe, yes. Well, that's good because no one ever knows where it is.
Oh, yeah, of course I do. But
we've had several.
I've been there, yes. I have.
Sorry,
we've had more people join us. If you get a chance, please go ahead and identify yourself and your location.
Hi, it's Jenny from Ontario, Canada.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi there, everybody. Hi.
If there's someone else who hasn't had a chance to give their name and location, please go ahead.
My name is Angela. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Ah, welcome to Baltimore,
Hi,
Maryland.
Angela. Hi.
And how's your day going, Angela?
I was studying, so now I took a break.
Good for you.
This is a good break to take.
Yes, it is.
And more people are joining us. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. If you have a chance, please give your name and locations.
This is
BC. Welcome. Good morning. And who else has joined us?
This is Bonnie from Washington.
Welcome, Bonnie. And people keep checking in. When you have a chance, please give your name and locations.
Susan from Michigan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. A lot of Michigans today, Marilyn.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yay, Michigan. Even though the Tigers are doing so badly. Yay, Michigan.
Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing. When you have a chance, please give your name and location.
This is when I think I should be louder now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm on stage.
Very clear. Sounds very clear.
Good morning. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Would you like to give your name and locations, please?
Carolyn from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Morning, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
We're doing great here. Getting ready to party. A lot of people joining us. When you have a chance, please give your name and locations.
Anna in Seattle.
Welcome. Always good to have people from Seattle. And have other people joined us. Please feel free to give your name and locations when you have a chance.
Joel in Chicago.
Hi, welcome to Chicagoans. Cold weather today, huh?
This is true. Sunny, but cold.
Gotcha. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. When you have an opportunity, please feel free to give your name and location.
Steve in San Francisco.
Steve, welcome. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Beautiful city, San Francisco.
Yes, it's sunny today and warm.
Good. I wondered where all the warmth went.
More people joining us.
Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing.
Missouri.
John, welcome. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Doing good. Always glad to hear from people in Missouri.
Uh-huh. Who is this?
Welcome to Sunday Grid Healing Call. Would you like to give your name and locations, please?
Yes, Michael. Water Lake, New York. Hi.
Michael, welcome.
Ron, that's Dave. He's substituting for Hive.
Okay. That's how I got you.
Everybody's going to have to send me a report and tell me how well Dave's doing.
Yes, there you go.
He's doing well.
Do you want us to lie or tell the truth?
Hi!
Dave, do you notice how Marilyn Jim comes to your defense?
Absolutely, she's on the back. We're playing good greeter, bad greeter. Just like good cop. We've had a lot more people join us. Welcome to Sunday's Gritty League Call. If you have an opportunity, feel free to give your name and location, please.
Max Bogaroo, Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey, welcome from the island.
Thank you.
Hey, Max, I have a question for you. Yep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What does Boogaloo mean?
It's a dance.
Yeah, it's a dance. That was our era, Win. You should know that.
Well, I remember the Charleston. Remember the Charleston?
Yeah, but that was before our era.
Hi, this is Kim from Minnesota.
Welcome, Minnesota. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Gary from LA.
Gary.
And the LA people. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Dave. Eric from Phoenix.
Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Wynn.
Good morning, Wynn. This is.
Oh wait, I just cut everybody off, and I was just going to tell everybody who's listening on BBS, you're listening to our conference call. People, check in, and we'll be starting very, very shortly. And I'll unmute everybody. And somebody said hi, but I cut them off. So sorry. Here we go.
Hi, Lynn. This is Linda from Florida.
Hi, Linda. What city in Florida?
Orlando.
All right.
Hi, Lynn. This is Gail from California.
Gail. And what city in California, Gail?
I'm in Felton this week.
That's false advertising, huh? Maybe you have to unlock it.
Dave, did we lose you?
I tell you what.
For healing. Please say your name and number when you get name and city when you get a chance.
Thank you. Ruth, hi, Austin, Minnesota.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Ron in Campeche, Mexico.
Hello, Ron.
Ed.
Oh, I heard Edna. Is Terry there? Hello, Terry. Oh, let me go see where she is.
Dave, can you hear anybody now?
Hardly. It's very distorted at times, so you take over if you don't hear from me. I can't really understand much.
Okay. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Please say your name in the video when you get a chance.
Huh? After you join the call,
anyway.
If you can mute yourself, you can cut that background noise off.
Angel.
Hello. Anybody with background noise, you can mute yourself with star 6.
Yvonne from Florida.
Hello. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Please, your name and city when you get a chance.
Susan in Delaware.
Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
That's not hi. That's okay.
Marilyn, quit doing your imitations.
Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Please, state your name and city. Hello, Utah.
Hello. Huh?
All right, guys. Hang on.
Hi, Terry.
Stop a hurricane.
Hi. Have a good day. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Marilyn.
What's
up?
Hi, Terry.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Sunday's been healing.
What's that dog's name in the background? You need somebody.
His name is Chewbacca.
He needs a translator.
Where is New Jersey?
Who is that in New Jersey?
Yes, I win.
Is that Claire?
Was that Claire?
Claire?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. I was worried about you, Claire. Are you battened up for the hurricane?
Well, I'm just lying in bed right now.
Okay. All right, Claire lives. I just muted everybody, and Claire lives right on the water in New Jersey, which is probably not the best place to be.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, we just started our recording. This is Sunday morning, October 28th, 2012. And this is Winfrey in Sedona, Arizona. And Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. Where are you? Hang on. Hello, Terry. Okay, well, I figure out where Terry is. I know she said hello. I thought I would start today. You know, we've been playing some music to start, and you guys don't know this. We'll have him say hello after we play this, if we can. But we have a really, really notable Hollywood musician that comes into our calls really regularly. His name is Gary Grant, and he has been doing session work in Hollywood for years. And I believe he's played on everyone's album from Elvis to Michael Jackson to Whitney Houston and many, many more. Worked with Quincy Jones. I think he was on Michael Jackson's Thriller album. And he plays brass instruments, I believe. I don't know if he does others. But I have a song or something he recorded that happened to get sent to me today. And so I'm going to play it. And hopefully, of course, we don't have lo-fi. We have lo-fi on our call. Lo-fi, so you'll have to endure it. But we have a lot of spirit, and so you can hear the energy of the music in spite of the lo-fi. Here we go.
Thank you.
Gary, are you on the line? 2-6 if you are.
Yes, I'm on the line, Wynn. How you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you. When did you record that?
About 5 days ago.
5 days ago? Oh, it's and why did you record it?
A friend of mine back in Tennessee, his wife has multiple sclerosis, and I actually recorded it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was heartfelt to her, and she took it that way.
All right.
It's a healing song.
It sounds it. Thank you. Hey, what was your most spiritual moment in the studio with somebody famous?
Wow, I've had a lot of them. You know, Steven Tyler with Aerosmith
mm-hmm.
was a very spiritual moment because he's found himself and he's been through the negative and the positive. And he's got a big smile on his face. I was very moved with him. Very outgoing, very heartwarming and revealing person.
Mm-hmm. How about Michael Jackson? Everybody loves Michael. Did you play on We Are the World?
I did play on We Are the World, and I also played on Bad and the Thriller and Off the Wall records with Michael.
Man in the Mirror?
Man in the Mirror, I did, yes.
That was my...
Billie Jean and all those tunes, and he was very, very, very nice when really was. He was a extremely talented person, and really talented, different, and worthy of his world acclaim of the music he shared in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And came from his family, yeah, dysfunctional family.
I've read
a very, very nice gentleman. Really, always treated me with respect, high respect, and.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for playing that, Wynn. I really appreciate it, and I hope it touched all the other listeners and my brothers and sisters on the line this afternoon.
Well, you know what? In the future, submit some. If you have any other things like that, submit them, and I'm sure people will love it.
Thank you, Wynn.
In fact, if I have your permission, next time I send an email out, I'll send the actual MP3 file of that so people can play it in the hi-fi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My music is free. It's for everyone.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Wynn.
Thanks for being here. And, you know, I know as I was listening to Dave tell everybody, how you doing? How's everything? And everyone was saying, fine. And, of course, Hive does that. Luckily, I probably wouldn't do that. I'd say, okay, say how it's really going. Let us hear. Because I know that there's a lot of stuff happening right now for people. And this is a period of time. One of the things about this shift is that the energies of the shift surface our stuff. They've said it. Everything that's hidden will be revealed. And all of us have stuff to be surfaced. All of us, including me, including Terry. It's all part of the human condition. And what do I mean by surfacing stuff? This is a really important concept. So that when you don't feel good, when you feel angry, when you feel afraid, when you feel all those human things that make us feel uncomfortable, how do you deal with it? Because one way is to judge yourself and say, uh-oh, I'm not spiritual, I'm not going to graduate this realm, look at me, I'm full of garbage. That's not the right way to deal with it. The right way to deal with it is to let it come up, observe it, and send love to it. Say, I'm so glad this is coming up, and I'm working with it. And I have this opportunity to release things. Why does it come up? Well, if you've been tracking like our work, you know that we talk about reincarnation and the fact that we've all had many, many lifetimes, this being one of them. But on the other hand, there's no such thing as time. So there really is no such thing as reincarnation. Every lifetime, you carry forth the energies of your previous lifetimes. So you're a composite now of all your lifetimes. It's not that they're in the past, they're in the now. And so in all those lifetimes, and many people have 1,000 lifetimes, okay? Maybe more. They've said some of us have been around the universe for billions of years since it first started, and we got stuck in this, and we've just been bopping around from life to life to life to life, and here we are again. And we're carrying all of those things from all of our lifetimes. I won't say we are, but most of us are. And I think even the best of us carry something of our past lives. And so let's just suppose you had a past life where Terry had a past life where someone stabbed her in the back. And she happens to know that. And she goes through this pain in her back, which she knows where it came from. Let's suppose you had a past life where I've had past lives where I was killed for doing the kind of work I'm doing right now. So some days I'll get up and say, uh-oh, do I really want to do this? because it's so controversial and it's so threatening to people. Some of you have had lifetimes where you starved to death or where you drowned or where you were in an abusive situation or you were raped. And you know what? It's all in you still. It's still in you, and it comes out as all of these crazy feelings you feel. And most people don't deal with it. They hold it and they stuff it. And particularly in the real world, it's not polite to bring that stuff out. You have to look good. So we all find our ways of looking good for other people. And all of that stuff gets carried. And in this work, especially being consciously aware of the energies that are coming onto our planet now, it will come up if you're taking this seriously, if you're opening up to it. It opens up those feelings. And so as they come up, if you can experience them consciously and lovingly, it is the fastest way to go through it. So that is my tip of the day. Let things come up, experience them, forgive them yourself for things you've done in the past. Maybe you've been the perpetrator of negative things, which we all have. We all have been. So let it come up, let it surface, forgive yourself, forgive other people. And when you don't understand the cause of something, and you don't have to understand the cause, you just have to let it come up and experience it. Because as you experience it, starts the process of releasing. And the next thing is to be patient, understanding that it may not release the next moment or the next day. It may take time. I mean, it took time to get all that stuff in there. It may take time to get it out. But the good news is that because we're in this very high energy field right now, whatever efforts you make in your conscious mind and your conscious intent will move these things through you faster than any time in human history, any time in the last 75,000 years. So it's up to you to take advantage of this time and this opportunity to release your patterns at hyper speed. And Terry, are you there? I'm just curious. If you're there, you need to take another brush-up course at Mute University. Hello, Terry. Testing one. Oh, now
okay, I had to do star six. I'm apparently not a moderator.
You're not a moderator.
I guess not.
Okay, I guess you need to go to Moderator University.
Right.
That'll be the next one.
Yeah.
So we are definitely in the time. This is the time. We are definitely on the energy right now. It is happening. We've read about it. We've been reading about it, and we're in the middle of it. And we have all these things happening in the world that could be scary. Just remember that you're not going to die. It's like even if your body drops, you're just going to continue. There's nothing to worry about. In fact, it might even get better. Somebody said that humans had it wrong. When babies come into the world, they should be crying. When people die, we should be laughing because they got out of this realm. So, you know, it's like you're going to die anyway. So everyone's going to die. Everyone. Everyone's going to die. So big deal. Let it not be a big deal. Just say, okay, when it's my time, I'm ready. And then once you do that, it gives you a lot more permission to live. To live better, because you can live without being in the fear of death. Okay? So we have lots of people putting things in the light. And let me see here. As you know, we're going to have three or four moments to put things in the light here, to make connection and make telepathy. By the way, we got an email from Lucy, and she was on earlier, and I said to send me an email. We'll probably send another thing out on the pendants very shortly. If you missed it, pay attention. We have these pendants that are energized, and I know one person told me they started wearing the pendant, and it was a lady, and she started doing 30 pounds more in her weightlifting. And Lucy says, the first wellness pendant, I started to feel complete, like I was missing part of myself. The second pendant brought me good night's sleep. I was suffering from insomnia for many years, sleeping 1 to 2 hours, and now I'm sleeping 4 to 6 hours in a deep state with dreams. I am sure it will improve more. I am happy and feeling better. I'm wearing them day and night. And so watch this week. We'll be sending another special out on the pendants. And they're really, really cheap. Everyone could afford them. They look great. And that's my commercial. And let me see here. I want to open up to our healing list today. And where is it? I don't know if you guys have checked this out. And it's kind of neat. We made a page up. I made a web page, and then I have a form that people fill out for healing. And when they fill out the form, they automatically appear on the web page, and that the web page has got music on it, and it's got a scroll-down list of everybody that's putting things in the light, and you can put things in, you know, wait a second, that was the web page coming up. So when you're webpage and just scroll down slowly and send people the light, send people healing. Bring the source energy in and read it slowly and reverentially. And I'm not going to read, you know, we started doing this. We used to do this manually, and people used to do it on the calls every Sunday. And, you know, when we were small, we would have 5 or 10 people putting things in the light and putting their healing stuff in the light. And then I said, well, we'll only take a few. And I couldn't figure out how to deal with the demand. So I put up this page. And now I haven't specifically asked, but I will, and ask our sources to pay attention to this page. And I'm sure they will do that. So aside from each of us individually, you know, when you go to that page and you send some positive energy to it, it starts to charge the page. You're part of the charging of the page. You're part of the charging of the people who are needing healings. This is still experimental because I have people to, I have to wait and see. This worked for me. I put it on here and it worked. But thus far, almost everything we've done in this kind of respect has worked. And so if your own name is on the page, open up to your name and let it play and send love and prayers to yourself. And they've said over and over again that they pick things up telepathically. They can feel our requests, particularly on the calls. And the idea is to create focuses of energy where we become more visible to the other side, to the positive forces of the other side. Okay? So, you know, we have Julie Eisner, who puts planetary healing, peace, and the knowledge that we are one in an endless ocean of love. Thank you, Julie. We have Cecil Jepson, puts himself in the light for the healing of his knee. I'm just going to read a couple. But here is the URL of the webpage with all the healing requests. And it's pretty simple. It's called healing. You might want to write this down. healing.intelligent-infinity.com. healing.intelligentinfinity.com. And here is the page where you can put a request in. And when you put your request in, it immediately shows up on the web page. So there's a little form you fill out. It's called inthelight.intelligent-infinity.com. In the light, one word, no spaces. inthelight.intelligent-infinity.com. That's the form to fill out. And then there is healing, which is the actual web page that when you'll see, as soon as you fill out your form, your name and your request and the date and your city comes up on the web page. So you have to be willing. If you don't want your last name, you don't have to put your last name there. I don't know if it makes a difference, but put your city and put your request. And you can put a healing a planetary healing as well. So please take advantage of this if you want to, and keep us informed how it's working for you. And anything else from your side, Terry, that you'd like to say?
No, not right now.
Okay. I would like to put, in particular, I'm going to take advantage of being the spokesperson here and just ask for a moment to send special light to my sister, who is in intensive care right now. She went to the hospital. I don't know if she's going to make it or not. And her husband is with her 24/7. So let's take a moment. And her name is Joanne, and she is in Florida. And later on in the call, we're going to see if we can do any work with Hurricane Sandy. You know, something that happened one time, probably 2 years ago, and I never know when something is going to happen, and I never know when someone's going to get a healing, when something is going to shift in the world. All I know is that when we do these, there's certain people and certain circumstances that shift in a way that seems not more than coincidental. And a couple of years ago, there was a hurricane that was coming in on New Orleans, and I think it was called Hurricane Gustav. And it was supposed to be as bad as Hurricane Katrina. And it was a Sunday, and we put it in the light. And Terry then was doing her part, and it was one of the most amazing things that ever came through on any of these calls, because our sources were talking to the hurricane. And are they now? Keep in mind, I'm the world's biggest skeptic. I'm just an observer, and I keep saying, are they really talking to a hurricane? Is that possible? Well, they're talking to the hurricane. And they're talking about how many people were requesting that it turn its force down. And they said Hurricane Gustav agreed to let us take some of its energy. See, apparently hurricanes have a consciousness, and they have an awareness. And in barreling down somewhere, they have a feeling of power. And that our sources can't take the free, this is the way it was presented, they couldn't take the free will of the hurricane away. It had to have its own volition. So it had to make its own choice with their support of turning its volume down. And so they said Hurricane Gustav agreed to let us siphon some of its energy to Mount Shasta and Sedona, and that it wouldn't be a problem. And I remember when that happened, I said, uh-oh, no more credibility for our work. It was very hard to believe that we were listening to them talk to a hurricane, and the hurricane, and they're saying the hurricane was not going to be a problem. So immediately after our Sunday grid healing, I went on the internet and searched Hurricane Gustav, and all over the internet was Hurricane Gustav mysteriously reduced its power or its energy, and it was a level 4, it was down to a level 3, and by the time it hit New Orleans, it was a level 2, and people were talking about the weather conditions, the temperature of the atmosphere, etc., was all conducive to not happening, that it was supposed to hit full force, and it didn't. And when I asked them later, I said, you know, if we didn't do this, would it have hit full force? And they said it would have. Now, my conscious mind still doesn't believe that, okay? It's like more than my conscious mind can believe and more than I'd rather be responsible for. But nonetheless, those are the facts, and you can draw your own conclusions. So later on today in this call, we're going to try to see if we can't bring some kind of intervention in with this devastating hurricane that is, they're saying is supposed to be the worst hurricane ever, okay, ever, that's barreling down towards New Jersey. And we need Claire's help because she's right on the water in New Jersey in a little city called Brick. So, Claire, get ready to be activated no matter how you feel, because you can help hold the energy for this, and it might be good for you. So on that note, let me see here. It's 10:40. Last week we ended early, so I'm talking more now. And we're going to do our personal activation right now. And if you're listening for the first time, this is an activation. I'm calling it an activation. I don't think I've ever called it an activation before. But what is an activation? What do I mean? If we take this idea that you are a human contracted and part of the one infinite creator contracted into this tiny body on planet Earth, and that most of the time we have the predisposition to experience ourselves as tiny little bodies walking around, driving to the gas station, to the supermarket. And there's a truth that goes beyond that, which is your tiny little body that has a huge energy field attached to it. And most of us don't tap into our huge energy field. So what we want to do right now, and we do this every Sunday, and no matter how many times I do it, even when I do the same thing, there's all these energies that move and shift while I do this. And I did this little visualization that helps you expand your own personal experience from this tiny body to this huge energy field. And it starts to help you have the experience, not the idea, but the experience that you really are part of all that is. And your body is just a focal point. It would be as if you had a magnifying glass, and the magnifying glass and the sun was shining through the magnifying glass. And on the other side of the magnifying glass, there's this tiny point of light. And your body is like that tiny point of light, but it's coming from this huge energy shining in on you. Just as the sun can shine through a magnifying glass and make a tiny point of light underneath. And if you're looking at that tiny point of light and you're not looking at the magnifying glass and you're not looking at the sun, it just seems like tiny. And in fact, it's not. It's connected to all that is. So we're going to start out being very relaxed. Put your feet flat on the ground or flat on your bed. And we're going to work with the theory that the whole universe is one energy, and that we have separated ourselves here on the earth plane, and we're going to make the connection with that energy in this little visualization. So the earth is one energy. The earth is us. We're the earth. We're each other. We're the Elohim. All the same energy. And imagine the earth is alive, and that the earth is alive. The earth has awareness. The earth has feeling. The earth makes decisions. It can decide to have an earthquake. It can decide to have a solar flare. So let us be really good friends with the earth right now. We all live on the surface of the earth, And this energy that I'm talking about, all of our energies are in the field of planet Earth. So we're going to see the energy of the Earth coming through our floor, right from the center of the Earth, and coming and hitting our feet. Can you feel that? A little buzzing in your feet? And let's just, you've made connection if you feel it. And even if you don't feel it, make pretend. And let's tell the Earth we love her. We love you, planet Earth. Thank you for hosting us all these lifetimes that we've been here. We ask for forgiveness for all the ways that people have damaged you. You feel the energy getting stronger? Let's have it move from our feet up through our legs, up through our solar plexus, up through our chest, up through our neck, up through our head. So we feel this finger of energy coming from the Earth, moving through our entire body. And you're now grounded to the Earth. Now, we're not in the celestial realms yet. Watch what happens to the feelings in your body when we connect to the celestial realms, because we're going to pop our energy off the top of our head, 1 foot above us. Now, some of you may notice an immediate shift of energy around your third eye and your head. It's a little bit lightheaded. Somebody sent me an email that you shouldn't listen to these grid healings when you're driving. And I think that's a really good suggestion, because we get really spaced out while we're doing this. We're above the top of our heads, and now we're just going to imagine our energy moving through the ceiling. And for some of you, when you move through the ceiling, you end up on the roof, and others, you have rooms above you. So if you have rooms above you, keep moving through all the rooms and end up on your roof. Now go back and check that feeling in the top of your head. Has it shifted? Is it a little more expanded? So you have little reference points to figure out how this is working. Move through your roof and into the sky, up, up, and away, through the clouds. Now, you know, we visualize this by moving through physicalness, through physical space. But we can include that we're also moving through past lifetimes, past time, future time. We're moving into dimensions beyond time and space. We're going through the outer energy fields of the Earth, through the Akashic Records, through the cosmos. And where are we going? We're going to the place where we all start to blend. Or maybe a better word is interweave. Because we're never losing ourselves. We're always maintaining the sovereignty of our own individuality. We are consciously choosing to come together. And you know, if we're going through time, there was a place for all of us before we individuated ourselves, before we existed as a separate entity, and we came from a pool of light individuating ourselves? You know, we asked that question in a session, one of our Monday sessions. And I said, how does a soul individuate? How does that happen? And what they said was, for individuating into a body, the DNA is created, and the DNA attracts the individuation. And then once the individuation occurs, when the body drops, the individuation continues. It's not dependent on the body, but it started out with forming around the DNA in the physical realm. And perhaps it was a new individuation, or perhaps it was a celestial being wanting to experience having a body and then coming in and attaching itself to that DNA module. Nonetheless, there's a place in time or prior time where we started and where we created ourselves. And prior to that, we were just unindividuated light. So if we can imagine ourselves being right on the edge of our individuation, that is how we become one with each other. That's how we make the connection of oneness. So just as we said hello to the earth, let us say hello to each other. Hello to everyone on the line. Everyone who's listening to the replays. And let's invite our sources to join us in this space. Keep in mind that there were times when they were not individuated, though there was only the one infinite creator, and everything started to individuate itself as a breakaway from the one infinite creator. And so there's a place that we can all join and touch each other. So we invite our sources into this group. And obviously, when I say our sources, I mean only those sources that are positive service to others and honoring the law of one. You can take a quick look at the top of your head now and see if it's shifted. Notice more energy up there? If you're noticing it, you're making connection. That's the frequency. And you don't need to be on this call to make that connection. I suggest that everyone that's feeling this take some time during the week and either play this back or just ask to go through the top of your head and make connection and send loving energy through the top of your head. And we're going to now, let's zoom out for a moment. And if we were looking at ourselves, we would see this energy coming from the earth through our feet, through our bodies, up the top of our head, hitting this huge conglomeration of light way up there. And our bodies are in the middle of it. Now we're going to take our focus of attention and bring the energy back down from this conglomerate through all the levels, through the clouds, through our roof, through our ceiling, and back into the top of our head. I get so many emails from people about how powerful this is, how great it feels to make this connection. When you do this, particularly if you're doing it yourself, remember to be very vigilant about having a lot of protection. And particularly if voices start talking to you, don't accept it easily. Do a lot of challenging because we're opening ourselves up this way. If you let your protection down, negative stuff can start connecting. So your intent has to be very high and very sacred to keep it in a positive dispensation. Now we're moving this through the top of our head. And, you know, I've kind of been like the orchestra director here. But all of you can also direct this. Try it out. Move the energy somewhere in your body where you feel you need healing or you have pain. Move that energy and create the focus there, and you'll see that it moves right with you. And I'll move this for some of us. If you want to follow me, then usually we move it down our head. If you want to focus somewhere on your head, your eyes, relax your eyes. Put little clouds of energy around your teeth and your gums. Just ask for release of cavities. Just imagine that this energy can be working with you on a cellular level. That it's moving through your body, and it's moving into your cells and into the molecules. It's kind of like it's so refined, so thin, that it can move in and out of the heavier densities in your body. And see it moving through and lifting garbage, just letting everything into it. Let it go. You know, if you are one of those people that is having disabilities of some sort, health issues, right now, let this energy move through where those health issues are on a cellular microscopic level and see if you can't release it into the energy. And then oftentimes we'll do it, we'll go into our heart area. Understand that your heart is the crucial place for graduating this realm. And, you know, they say your heart has to be 51% open to graduate. So that's not a lot. That means you can be 49% evil as long as you're 51% positive. And let's see if we can't move anything that's in our heart out right now. So what you have to do is you have to look for, you have to be honest, areas where you have resentment. Forgive the person and let it go. Just doesn't mean you have to be their friends, but just surround them with this light. Surround the issue with this light. And don't hold anything. Former lovers, former wives, husbands, people that stole money from you, parents, just let it go right now. And the other side of this is forgiving yourself for the things you've done to others, which creates guilt and shame, which creates a closing down of your heart. So let's release guilt and shame. Now, that means that don't keep doing things that create guilt and shame. Otherwise, you'll bring it right back. So we move to our solar plexus, the seat of power. It's okay to have power. You need power to function in the world. You need power to create boundaries so people don't take advantage of you. You need power to implement your own ideas. For me to do this work, for us to do this work, I have to exercise power to protect it so that other people don't corrupt it. I have to pay very, very close attention. So we need power, and power connected to the heart, connected to the throat through the wisdom, starts to make you a very effective person to make transformations. You can't just use love. You need power and wisdom. And we go down through our second chakra, our genitals, our legs, and back into the earth. And by the way, you know, some people talk about ascension, and we've asked questions about that, and here's our answer that relates to what we're doing right now. When you first think of the word ascension, usually you come up with the image or the visualization that you're going to disappear from this realm and end up somewhere else, similar to what Jesus said in the rapture. And that may happen for a few people. But when we've asked questions about this, they have said that in order for that to happen, all your chakras have to be open slightly more than half. And most people will not qualify for that. But there's something they call an astral ascension, and that means your heart chakra has to be open slightly more than half. And when you die, you will be worked on in the astral plane so that you will graduate this realm. And so that is not a hard thing to accomplish. You just have to pay close attention. You have to be caring. You have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive other people. And you have to release your old patterns. That's why when this stuff is coming up that doesn't feel good, don't try to run away from it. Run through it. It's not my experience that your shadow ever disappears. It's always there. It's just that it doesn't run you. So I'll take another moment. Put your healing in the light. Put planetary healing in the light. Send the light. We'll have a moment of silence. And now we're going to have a message from our sources through Terry. And I'd like to make the request that if they want to make any comments or any help on Hurricane Sandy. And there was also I'm sorry, somebody sent me an email on this. Let me see if I see it. There was also a earthquake in Canada. And there was a potential for a tsunami. So I'd like to put whatever that is in the light. I'm just looking here to see if I can find it. I can look it up on the internet if we need more information. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, everyone on the replays, that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we make a group energy connection amongst all those who are willing to participate while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us right now. And we create a moment for our sources to speak to us through Terry Brown. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It's October 28, 2012. And we have congratulations of having made it through this year, 2012, with the hardships that have come, economic hardships, the pressure from the forces within the earth plane that creates a situation where individuals are bringing up the things that have been bothering them and the hidden things that need to be cleared. And these things are now clearing. It is not only for the humans, but for the animals and for the earth. Therefore, you have unsettling conditions such as the earthquake that occurred off the coast of Canada and earlier earthquakes and tsunamis that have occurred as the earth is also experiencing the increase in vibration and is then settling out. We take a look at the other circumstances. At people who have put their requests upon the healing list. And we are available to these people in the space of these people, the ones that wish to make contact. And we are bringing our greetings and our love and healing vibrations into their vicinity, that they may pick up on them and utilize them in their healing process. We take a look at the conditions that you have mentioned. Give us a moment. We see the autumn. We see a change in temperature. We see the conditions on the East Coast. We see the hurricane coming from the warmer climates. We see the conditions it is moving into with the colder front. We see that the hurricane is not fully cognizant of conditions that it is running into. Hurricanes have a rudimentary consciousness. The conditions on the East Coast are not congruent. There is a congruency in the hurricane. The conditions on the shore are, then moving inland, are colder, and there is areas that are separated and other areas that are separated, and it is not one uniform front that the hurricane is moving into. we see that as the hurricane meets these conditions, it will be forced to slow. And the hurricane is very wide, so it will carry some momentum with it. It is a free will choice of the hurricane and with Hurricane Gustav, there were a number of individuals praying along the shore that showed up as lights that we showed to Hurricane Gustav. In this case, we see that the media has done a good job of indicating the dangers. However, we do not see within the people on the immediate shore a consistent prayer. We see that eventually this will play out with the hurricane meeting a cold front and slowing and working itself out and then dropping much rain from the hurricane in pockets and areas. We send love light to all for their safety. We send love light to the workers for the electric companies. We send love light to the cities and to the families for strength and safety, that all of this may play out and people may move through this with safety and growth. We will continue to monitor this. Thank you.
Thank you. And so it sounds like the predisposition that happened with Gustav is not quite at that place for this Hurricane Sandy.
That is correct.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And if you're in those areas, if you happen to be in those areas, then take some moments and work overtime petitioning for support and help. And as we listen to that, we can get an idea of how this interaction works between realms and how interventions have a predisposition to take place or not take place. And there has to be a requesting. It can be churches, it can be individuals, it can be light workers, but there has to be a reaching upward for help. And that includes all of us who need help. Sometimes we think, I know, that because who we're talking to, who they say they are, anything is possible, and that they have the volition to just you know, make a choice and something can shift. But this honoring of free will is kind of crucial from their aspect. And that there needs to be free will choices amongst people. There needs to be connection amongst people. And that's why we do these Sunday calls, because it allows us to make our petitions in a place where we are being observed, where we are being monitored, and by sources that don't create any judgments, and that indicate over and over again their desire to support us. And there are so many factors which come into play that allow or indicate when interventions can occur and when they can't, or they can't at that moment. And we are part of a deciding factor. Even though we're just a little small group, it's my hope that our group can get far, far bigger, and we have much more impact on the collective consciousness. So let us now move into our planetary healing. And when we do this, move into the idea, and for some of you, the reality, that you're the ground crew. Even though you're not perfect, even though you have all your inner angst, at this moment, you're volunteering, if you choose to be the ground crew. And that each of us is an antenna, potentially, to the higher realms. And by assuming your own ability to do this, and maybe even taking it on as a responsibility, you are probably doing more than you ever believed possible. Being a light worker doesn't mean having a door that says shaman inside or healer inside. It doesn't mean wearing a hat and a public image that people recognize you as being something. It's an inner quality of being willing to be grounding the energies of the highest realms into this realm, because they need us as being part of a bridge. We need them as part of the bridge. And in essence, there is no us and them in the highest truth. It's all one. And so we're bridging the oneness. And many of us, if you've read my materials, they talk about starseeds and wanderers, where so many of the beings in the higher realms volunteered to come to Earth to do just this kind of work. And that once they're here, once you take a body, you lose your memory and you have to rediscover it. And many of you fit into that category. So we act as a team. We bring our energies together into this oneness. Why? Because it's exponentially more powerful when we do this than to do it by yourself. So, wherever we are in the world, we are going to go back to that place where the energies are streaming into the top of our head. And we're going to link with each other. We could see crisscrossing lines. If we could look at it with psychic perception, we would see energies crisscrossing all over our planet right now that weren't there before we did this. Now, our planet, just as every human has an energy field that extends out and has gotten corrupted, our planet's energy field has gotten corrupted. And why has it gotten corrupted? It's gotten corrupted because there are many service-to-self beings on this planet. Many people who've created intentions that are self-serving. There are many people who are unaware of what's going on. Sometimes they're called sheeple. They read the news. They watch TV. They read. They follow the consensus. And much of what's in the consensus is very controlled information designed to contract you, designed to put you, to disempower you. Right now, we are not being disempowered. We are operating as an energy team. And when we encounter the energies of the negative, we are above them. We are creating a grid work of energies interlinking our planet with the huge power of these group souls adding to our energies. They will support that which is for the highest good and honoring free will. And as we run these energies all over our planet, and we are in a heightened state of expansion, we're going to put intentions on that. We're going to, move the energy, ask to recreate things. We ask that no nuclear weapon be allowed to go off on planet Earth. We send energies down to our planet and surround all of those people who are in powerful positions that they might make decisions that are more compassionate, caring. We ask for those areas where there's drought. For rain to occur, so food can grow. We go to the Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean, which has been indicated as the strongest earthquake area on the planet, as we've already seen by many of the earthquakes that have happened on the Ring of Fire. And we just focus this energy on the tip of South America. And we're just going to go running up the coast. And anywhere there is an earthquake fault, we ask our sources to help guide this, to surround those faults and ask that earthquakes be minimized or away from population centers. And we see ourselves going up the coast of South America, up through Central America, the West Coast, up through Mexico, up through California, San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles. If you're in one of these areas, you can imagine that you're a repeater station, that you're bringing this energy in, and it's see it going through your body and into the earth underneath you. Ventura, Santa Barbara, up the coast to San Francisco, another hotbed of earthquake activity. I should say, let me rephrase that, not earthquake activity, earthquake potentials. We see all those fault lines and we're surrounding them with love light. The Bay Area, Oakland, Berkeley. Keep going north of San Francisco, Marin County, Mendocino, up through Oregon, Portland, Mount Hood, Washington, Seattle, Mount Rainier, through Vancouver, up the coast of Canada, across to Alaska, down the western coast of Russia, Indonesia, Japan. While we're in Japan, let's go to that nuclear reactor and create the intention to cap any radioactivity shorten the half-life for special protection from earthquakes, which could bring the reactor down and create a worldwide radiation disaster. Down through Australia, New Zealand,
don't forget the whole East Coast of America.
I'm getting to the East Coast. Just a moment. We're going to go to the middle of the country, what's called the New Madrid Fault Line, centered around St. Louis, five states. We ask for protection of that. And let's go to the East Coast, and in particular, let's focus on those areas where Hurricane Sandy is endangering, in particular, New Jersey. And I'm going to take a little bit of silent meditation as we focus with our highest intent on that area. We ask that this event can be moderated for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And let's move now to the Middle East and just bring a cloud of love light down on the Middle East, one of those areas which historically has been predicted to be the beginning of potentially world wars, etc. And I think we have to thank for a moment the fact that that has not occurred yet. That I do believe there's been a lot of interventions that we don't know about necessarily that have prevented that from occurring. let's apply our energies to some of those artificial mechanisms that have been designed to disrupt life in this realm, like chemtrails. And let us see all and any toxic, harmful materials in chemtrail that are being dropped on people and violating their free will, making them sick, doing whatever they're doing. Some of you may not know what chemtrails are. Go do an internet search on chemtrails. All over the world, there are airplanes leaving clouds of what people say are toxic materials. They investigate the droppings. Let's see the molecular transformation of these materials so they are not harmful to people. Chemtrails. And let's move to frequencies. Some of you may not know about this, but there are frequencies in our environment. Man-made generated frequencies. If you want to read about it, look up HAARP. Some people say these frequencies can trigger earthquakes. They can trigger upsets to people. Let's ask for the disruption of any frequencies that are harmful to humans. Let's ask for the dissemination of all this information so that more people can find out what's going on. You know, right now, there's a great tool for equalization of reaching people through the internet. And many things are available to the public that have never, ever been available in the history of mankind. I could say that I probably would not be doing this work if it wasn't for the internet, which allowed me to research so many things and create a validation that it was real that I never could have done otherwise. We ask for the protection of freedom of information on the internet, that it stays free. we have this sacred moment of interaction and connection, let us, again, once more, take advantage of putting our own requests into this space. Imagine for a moment that these sources are telepathic. They can read your mind. Imagine that there's millions of them, and they have waited for this kind of opportunity to have this kind of introduction to people, this kind of ability to speak to us through Terry, to be able to hear our requests. So feel that energy moving through the top of your head and put your requests on it, whether it's for planetary healing or your own personal healing or sending the light to someone you care about who's going through a hard time. Many of you are feeling the connection, and if you are, practice every day tuning into it. It's like a exercise. It's like something that needs to be repeated, so it becomes part of your life. You know what, we have a couple more minutes left, and maybe what we'll do here, let me see, is I've got some songs in the queue. We could complete this with a song, and I think we'll do that. This is Paco Bell's Canon in D, and I think it'll help hold the energy that we've established.